Perhaps we have cheapened the Bible, actually making it less sacred in our attempt to make it more sacred. So many churches and Christians, me included big time, spend our time trying to convince people that the Bible has the answers that people need. Read the Bible, trust the Bible, believe in the Bible. These are catchphrases for us. But Jesus never said these things, obviously because the Bible was not yet compiled when he was doing his ministry. And to convince the world that the Bible is relevant, we hijack the motives and meanings of the authors to say that the Bible is something that it is not, a guide for life. I know, here it comes. This is the claim where I'm being a heretic again. But truthfully, the Bible was not written so that you could know the three keys to a healthy marriage. It was not written so you could know the principles to financial peace or the top five guidelines for disciplining your child. Unfortunately, we have repackaged the 66-book treasure as a how-to manual. We tell people that they need it to be saved, to be happy, to be rich, to be safe, to be smart, to be strong. We sell the Bible very high on all the claims it never makes for itself. But we're almost silent about the one gift that it really is. In reality, the Bible is a gift that simply presents a history, a story, a promise, a purpose, all centered on the main character, God Himself. Truth is, the Bible will not necessarily make you happier, or healthier, or holier, or stronger, or sexier, faster, smarter. It won't necessarily make you more patient or more mature, kinder, gentler. It can certainly aid in many of these attributes, but there's no guarantee. But what it can do, and what it does, is introduce you to the God-man, Jesus of Nazareth. If you want to learn about Him, follow Him, worship Him, love Him, and be totally transformed by Him, then by all means, read and listen to the words of Scripture as much as possible. But don't think for a minute that the Bible ever sets out to make you a better you. In fact, do you want to know a little secret? The Bible is not a roadmap to help you get ahead in this world. On the contrary, it is an obituary-like guide telling you how to die to this world. One quick way to cheapen the Bible is to make it a self-help book, something it is not intended to be.